My delegation aligns itself with the statement delivered within this cluster by the European Union and the Vienna Group of 10. We would like to add the following brief comments in a national capacity. Ireland believes strongly in an international order based on the rule of law, and we are committed to effective multilateralism as the best way of achieving and upholding the rule of law. We are fully committed to working with our partners in the international community, including with the IAEA, in making progress on the three pillars of the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, disarmament, non-proliferation, and the peaceful uses of nuclear technologies. Ireland views the three pillars as being interdependent and mutually reinforcing. While Ireland has not chosen to include nuclear power in its energy mix, we nevertheless recognise the right of all states parties to the NPT to use nuclear energy for peaceful purposes under Article 4 of the Treaty. Ireland emphasises the importance of promoting the equal, full and effective participation of both women and men in nuclear non-proliferation, nuclear disarmament and the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. We participate in the Vienna-based Group of Friends of Women in Nuclear, which is growing and now represents 23 member states. We are convinced that achieving gender parity is not just a woman's issue, but an issue closely linked to overall effectiveness. We recognise and greatly value the societal benefits from the peaceful uses of nuclear technologies. The application of nuclear technologies can make very positive contributions to the achievement of the UN Sustainable Development Goals. Ireland supports the IAEA's Technical Cooperation Programme, including through the Technical Cooperation Fund and the Peaceful Uses Initiative. We particularly support the activities of the agency to develop radiation and nuclear-related science and technologies and to promote their application in the service of the SDGs. Ireland welcomes the upcoming IAEA Ministerial Conference on Nuclear Science and Technology to be held in Vienna in November this year. We think the conference offers an important opportunity to highlight the contribution of nuclear technologies and their application to attaining the SDGs. While we recognise the societal benefits that can accrue from the application of nuclear technologies, we are, however, also conscious of the risks which may be associated with nuclear power and technologies, risks which have increased dramatically in recent years. If countries choose to use nuclear power, then it is essential that it is used safely and securely. The NPT has established a rigorous and successful framework for the transfer of nuclear power and technologies in support of socio-economic development. We wish also to acknowledge Director General Amano's personal commitment to the promotion of nuclear science and technology in supporting sustainable development, in particular in improving access to effective cancer treatment in developing countries. Ireland has made financial contributions in support of the PACT programme in previous years, and we are examining the potential of supporting the work of PACT again this year. Ireland believes the successful and responsible application of nuclear technologies must be based on three successful underpinnings: safety, security, and safeguards. Nuclear safety and security must remain a fundamental component of all technical cooperation projects and the strict adherence to international agreements, norms and guidance, such as those developed under the auspices of the IAEA, are essential for the peaceful uses of the atom. The further improvement in the implementation of nuclear safety, security and safeguards when developing technical cooperation projects can be achieved and should be constantly sought. The IAEA works to ensure that countries choosing to develop their capacities in the peaceful applications of nuclear energy do so under the best safety, security and non-proliferation conditions. We continue to attach the utmost importance to the worldwide implementation and continuous improvement of nuclear safety, and we greatly appreciate the crucial role played by the IAEA in this regard. For many years, the IAEA has promoted greater communication in the area of maritime transport and radioactive material, primarily through supporting dialogue between coastal and shipping states. As an island state, this area is of particular interest to Ireland and is coherent with the agency's proactive approach to addressing the threats posed by illicit trafficking in nuclear material. We are fully committed to this process of dialogue between interested coastal and shipping states, with the common objectives of deepening trust between partners while preserving and indeed enhancing the security of these transports. With our UK colleagues, Ireland is co-chairing the Coastal and Shipping States Group in Vienna for the period 2017 to 2019. Ireland will continue to be committed to the highest standards of security and safety, both in the transport of nuclear material and in general. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank the